This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Uncle Sam wants you, but Uncle Don wants Muslims to stay away from the United States. Donald Trump's outbursts have defined the Republican primary election in the early going. Has Trump come up around your dinner table?
This is Jeannie Jones in Holiday, Utah. We are a country of immigrants. I am 100% behind refugees and Muslims coming into the U.S. I try to put myself in their place. They are desperate.
Andrew Height from Plano, Texas. I think it's a natural reaction to fear and terrorism, but I think we're at the precipice of committing an act that is un-American. My friends and family all agree that we need to accept these people and show them the value of freedom, not continue to give them more hardships and reasons to hate.
From St. Paul, Minnesota, the country will eventually lose its core roots and values based on the number of refugees we take in and how fast they reproduce. What happens in 50 years when the English language is not the majority here? Shut the borders and take care of our own. It's a familiar impulse to Gerard Araud, ambassador of France to the United States. He says his country is looking inward since well before the victories of the far-right National Front Party in regional French elections over the weekend.
What is the most important is really this shift, I think, of a part of our middle classes to the right. Immigration has become everywhere the point of reference of our far rights.
In a wide-ranging conversation with the ambassador, he balanced pessimism in domestic politics with an optimism about the Conference of the Parties COP21 meeting in Paris, working on an agreement to reduce global emissions by the end of the week. Gerard Araud says despite many distractions, the conference has been a model for cooperation.
This conference is quite important and, in a sense, critical, not only because we should have, at the end of this negotiation, you know, Friday or Saturday, we should have a convention, a universal convention about climate change, but also because Paris should be the tipping point. What do I mean? You know, fighting climate change, it's not only a question of governments deciding. It's changing our way of life. It will take decades. And we won't do it from top-down decisions. We need the mobilization of everybody, which means the cities, which really are emitting 70% of the world emissions. We need also the business world, the local authorities, the NGOs, the civil society. So what we are trying to do in Paris is to get all these actors to say we are serious about low-carbon economy.
Would you say that there's an inconsistency in that climate change is going to be all about changing our way of life to deal with global warming, and yet the nationalist movement in France is all about trying to prevent change from happening in a way of life that's perceived to be one way of doing things and mixing with immigrants and embracing a more global world is changing the way France views itself as France?
You know, we are all facing the same challenge in this country. You know, really, if you listen to the declaration of some candidates on the right side, all over Europe, there is some people who are refusing, in a sense, to adjust to the fact that there is a climate change and that we have to face it. I think not more in France than elsewhere. And in a sense, if you look at the polls, less in France than in the U.S. But nevertheless, I think the French government, really right now, has decided to be very forceful on this issue. That's the reason why we have been candidate to hosting this conference, which frankly was taking a huge risk of failure.
Let's talk about Trump and Le Pen, since you compared them. Le Pen is a phenomenon that relates to this family and this dynasty of politicians, but it's also an organized movement that's been going on for quite a while in France. How do you see the differences between something that's been going on for years in France and someone like Donald Trump, who's popping off in the middle of a campaign, but nevertheless getting an enormous amount of attention?
You know, what I observe in the European societies and in the American society, maybe because of my age, I come from the 70s, is how much our Western societies have shifted to the right in the last decades. And of course, this shift to the right has taken several different aspects according to the political political cultures and political histories. But you can't always emphasize the differences. It's obvious that we don't have the same political system, we don't have the same history. But I think what is the most important is really this shift, I think, of a part of our middle classes to the right. As for the Le Pen dynasty, you know, but the father, in a sense, was a sort of provocateur who didn't want the power. He was the outsider, and he was relishing in his role as an outsider, while his daughter has a very different strategy. And in a sense, I guess she's quite successful.
Do you talk with people in your country about what's going on in the United States right now, in our reaction to the immigrant crisis or immigrant issue? What do you think is going on in the United States in your conversations?
I think, again, as in a sense, in my conversation with my American friends and my European friends, I am emphasizing the fact that our political crises are, in a sense, comparable. That we have, as I have said, the same middle class which feels threatened by the globalization. There are people who don't have a passport, who don't travel, or who don't speak foreign language, and who are afraid, worried for the future of their own children. For me, I think it's more important to try to explain to the Europeans that Trump is not such an exotic phenomenon. That, you know, to quote somebody, Trumpism is a transatlantic phenomenon. So it's a common challenge to our Western societies.
Finally, where was your heart on November 13th, Ambassador?
It was terrible, and it was devastating. We knew that there was the risk of a new terrorist attack, and of course, it was heartbreaking, first for the victims, the people who were killed, but also for the future of the country, because one of the goals is not only to kill, is obviously to create a backlash against the Muslims. And the Muslims are part of our national community. So it's dividing our national community. Already at the attack of January, with the terrorists killing Jews in a kosher superstore, was also dreadful. So, no, it's a very difficult moment. I'm on phone with my friends in Paris, and after the attacks, and to be frank, also after the result of the elections, as we say in French, you know, they have a heavy heart.
It's a tough year for you and your countrymen.
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah indeed. Gerard Arnault is Ambassador of France to the United States. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.